I am delighted to say I am now joined by a representative of the Green Party. We've heard, apart from Labour, from all of the big hitters, but Julie Howe, Councillor Julie Howe, who was the first Green Councillor to be elected on Peterborough City Council. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Good morning.
How are you feeling? Nervous?
Good. No, good, actually. I'm very pleased with how it's looking for us because we're polling what we want to be, polling what we expect to. So I'm not thinking, oh, gosh, you know, we've lost a lot of support. Not at all. We're looking strong where we want to be. I've only seen it from the perspective of looking at the individual wards, which is, of course, the way I understand. Yep. Peterborough. So we don't know the kind of the aggregate score at all as yet. But from our point of view, from the Greens' point of view, we're happy with where we are.
And what are you hearing in the count room? What are the whispers, Julie, in terms of a result?
There's hardly any whispers. It's really disappointing from that point of view. But that doesn't stop us whispering amongst ourselves and drawing our own conclusions. And what I'm seeing is pretty much what you've just said. It seems to be a two-horse race between Labour and the Brexit Party. But it's quite difficult. I mean, going around looking, I can see why those particular parties are doing well in the wards I see them doing well in.
Yes.
Because I know those wards. You know, I know all the wards very well in Peterborough. And I think it's also very close between the Lib Dems and the Conservatives, I think, as well.
Right.
And that's the impression that I'm getting from people are pretty relaxed in there, the sort of people I know, other councillors, quite relaxed in there, and that's certainly how we feel. One thing that makes me very happy is it's not a runaway for any particular party.
No.
And I really feel that people of Peterborough have come out and voted and used their vote. Of course, we'd like that turnout to be higher, but I feel that I don't like the way Peterborough has been represented in the mainstream, you know, the bigger media, because it's wrong. And to see Peterborough hold its own and people come out and vote for the parties they would vote for normally.
When you say it's wrong, what do you mean then? It's been sort of hijacked for this Brexit debate, is
yeah, it's very tiresome to just always hear Peterborough in those terms, because it's by chance we've fallen into this situation because of what happened with the previous MP. Not just, you know, the speeding offence, the decisions that were made along the way, when there was the appeal, all the things that made the little stops and starts in that process that led us to here. And for those of us who are long-term politicians in this city, we've just had local elections and we're exhausted off the back of that. Then we had the European elections. Now this, if anyone dare call a general election, you know,
Don't say it, Julie. What
more have we got left to give? You know, we are so tired. But I'm pleased to see that people of Peterborough, which is not the constituency I'm in, as you know, I'm in West Cambridgeshire, but I still know a lot about what goes on in Peterborough, to see that people are coming out and voting with their hearts, with the way they feel. Some are voting because they feel strong about an issue, of course, with Brexit. But to see that's not dominating as strongly as I think was predicted, perhaps, in the media, makes me feel good about my city.
Good. We should mention the turnout, 48%, which, as Julie has alluded to, impressive, but could be better. We've also mentioned that we think it's Brexit and Labour up top. We think it's Lib Dem and the Conservatives fighting for third. Are we thinking then that the Green Party will nestle in around fifth?
Believe so. We're coming into this, so our goal is obviously not to win. Obviously not. We don't have the capacity. It's not a winnable election for us. Our victory line would be if we could get our deposit back, because we never have in a parliamentary election in Peterborough.
Right.
We never have. We probably won't this time. We'll see. It's difficult when there's such a big field of candidates.
Yes.
We probably won't. But to come in fifth for us, I'm giving our wonderful candidate, Joseph, who's been a revelation. I have to say he's been wonderful. I've been giving him the thumbs up and said, Joseph, you've done what we've asked you to do and, you know, you've been terrific.
Julie, thank you very much for joining us.
We will
leave it there because we're just being told they have announced a provisional result and asked the candidates to meet to discuss it. So I assume this is because of the nature of how close the outcome has been. So we could be just moments away from a declaration. In fact, as I look over our guests' shoulders and look through to the main foyer area, it certainly looks a lot more busy, a busier, I should say, and it looks like we could be moments away from a result. In fact,